This is Scott Becker. I'm the publisher and founder of Becker's Healthcare. I'm here today with a remarkable leader, Tony Waller. Tony is the founder of the Leverage Network, and she's also on the board of directors of the Common Spirit Health, the nearly $30 billion health system. That's the merger of Catholic Health Initiative and Dignity Health. She's really a fascinating and interesting leader. Tony, take a second to introduce yourself. Then after you introduce yourself, I'll ask you a couple questions about the founding of the Leverage Network and what the Leverage Network does, and then we'll get into a number of other questions. Tony, so introduce yourself.
Great. Thanks, Scott. Hi, I'm Tony Waller. I am the CEO of the Leverage Network, as well as a board member of the newly merged Common Spirit Health Board. I'm very excited about that experience. I have, you know, over 30 years of healthcare experience. My background is in nursing, and interestingly, I've spent most of my career on the post-acute care side versus the provider side, but have wound up spending a lot of time on the provider health system side as well.
Thank you. And how did you, the Leverage Network, for those not familiar, has its core mission, as I understand it, helping African Americans to end up in board seats of health systems, now board seats also in technology and other companies, and also helping just to help groom and help African Americans become leaders in health systems and so forth. Tell us a little bit about how you started it and why you started it.
Thanks, Scott. Well, you know, I believe that there is a correlation, a very strong correlation between the health disparities that we continue to hear about, talk about, grapple about, and the fact that there are significantly unrepresented people of color, not just in boardrooms across this country in healthcare, but also in senior leadership roles. And as a result of that, we continue to see disparities in those communities. And so the work that I've begun is to help ensure that we get more representation at the table, making decisions about the health care and the health outcomes for those communities that we serve. So in essence, the Leverage Network begins to develop a robust pipeline of African-American executives who can lead in those positions and those roles to help change that dynamic.
Thank you so much. And I know just in the few years you've got this going, you've developed and you've tapped into an amazing network that you already had in part already and have grown this tremendously. Tell us about what you're most proud of the Leverage Network and what it's done so far.
What I'm most proud of, Scott, quite honestly, is the visibility. One, the visibility that we've been able to gain in such a short period of time. And I think that visibility we've been able to gain in such a short period is because there is truly a need. There is a significant need. And I believe that people understand that and they buy into it and support it more than not. I think oftentimes what we find is people just don't know. And they just don't know, one, where to identify, where to contact, where to find those individuals to help diversify their leadership teams or their boards. And so the Leverage Network has put itself out there to be that organization to come to when individuals are looking for those diverse, talented, and skilled individuals to be a part of their organization.
Thank you. And talk to me for a moment about what I see as the deep and rich connections amongst the members of the Leverage Network. And why does it work so well in what you're doing?
I think it works so well for a couple of reasons, Scott. One is, you know, I have to say that I believe the Leverage Network is one of very few organizations with, one, a focus just on African Americans leaders, and two, a focus in the healthcare industry. So those two focus areas makes us a bit unique. But it's also a value proposition for those African American executives who are out there who are seeking to have opportunities on boards or who are seeking to raise their leadership levels within not only their organizations or other organizations, we create a place for them to come to share their challenges, their adversities, and their successes among each other. And again, as I said, you know, people walk out of that room with real life, real time experiences that they can take back, and they have found they've been able to use them, and it's been able to progress their careers and their journeys.
Tony, thank you. I find you to be a tremendously inspiring person. Take a moment and tell us about some of the people that inspired you and help you stay motivated.
Many of the people that help me stay motivated, Scott, are many of the people that we see, you know, every day in media and print. People like Lloyd Dean and Kevin Lofton, who just closed the deal on the Common Spirit Health. I have such a great deal of respect for those two gentlemen. You know, when you look at them, two African-American men who have closed a deal of this size is very rare and often not heard of. People like Patricia Marilyn, who have been able as a Black woman, call her own shots, if you will, in terms of her career, and has decided at this point in her career to transition from one of the highest roles that that a Black woman has had in this industry. Or Ruth Brinkley, who, you know, if you've heard Ruth's story and we presented her at the Executive Woman of Color, Ruth not only has had the same kinds of career and professional challenges that we have had, but has had some personal challenges that no one would ever dream, but yet she's risen to some of the highest heights in her professional career and her life. And so it's people like that who I know are out there, who are talented, who are skilled, that motivate me, especially when I continue to hear people say, we can't find the talent, they're not out there, they don't exist.
Take a moment. You founded a tremendously successful and fascinating conference through the Leverage Network called the Executive Woman of Color Conference. I know some of my colleagues have gone to it and rave about the networking, the inspiration, the education. Take a moment and tell us about the Executive Woman of Color Conference.
Sure, Scott. The Executive Woman of Color Summit is indeed our flagship event. It was the first event we had right out of the bat when we founded the Leverage Network. It's a professional leadership and board governance conference that's designed for African-American women who are seeking to be on boards or to enhance their leadership journey. We do this on an annual basis. We just completed last year our third annual. We're planning for our fourth annual summit this year. But this event brings together some of the most dynamic, influential, and successful women in healthcare and corporate America. And we develop an environment where women can come to a safe environment and feel comfortable having those very candid, authentic conversations and discussions about their not just professional, but personal journey.
Thank you. And I know it's a remarkable event. And one of my closest partners went last year, another African-American woman of color, and found it to be just a wonderful event. She raved and raved about it. So I appreciate you having her there last year. So thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you, Scott. We enjoyed having her.
What are you striving for as you move into 2019? What are you excited about this year?
Well, what I'm really excited about is a couple of things. First off, I want to say that we had a phenomenal 2018 year. We did some major things in 2018. We launched membership. We've gotten significant interest and sign up in that. We hosted two successful board governance salon events with some amazing speakers from the industry. We will be doing that again this year. But one of the things that I'm really, really excited about, in addition to growing membership, is the rolling out of our Healthcare Board Initiative curriculum. That program is a program where we work to really help prepare a small cohort of Black executives for board opportunities. It positions them as a part of this curriculum to raise their visibility and access in the industry and promote them for viable board opportunities. And so we will be introducing cohort 2 in the summer of this year and rolling that program out. We had some great success with cohort 1. With cohort 1, we were able to place 25% of them on boards in healthcare. 60% of them were on a health system board, 20% in technology, and 20% in academia. And so we're really excited about even increasing that placement with the second cohort of executives.
Well, thank you, Toni. You're a extremely passionate and incredibly effective and smart and competent leader. And so it's just a great pleasure to visit with you today. And I wish you continued success and to keep doing great things. One final thing, if people want to find the Leverage Network, is there an easy way to find the Leverage Network?
Absolutely. And I would say the easiest way is to go to our website. Our website is theleveragenetworkinc.com. And on that site, you can get information not only about the organization, but the events. And it's also a good way to communicate with us and let us know your interest in the work that we do and how you might like to support us.
Thank you. And I know you're a not-for-profit and rely on support. So obviously, if people want to support you, you'd love to have that.
Absolutely.
We do think what you're doing is remarkable, and you're a remarkable leader. We appreciate so much you sharing time with us today, Toni. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Scott.